has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStHumb.com. And click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStHumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narion Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware and Bad Axe on the Prep Zone at MichiganStHumb.com.
As we head into 2020, the Roaring Twenties, Thumb Cellular has the cat's meow for you. Upgrade an existing line and get $50 to spend how you want. Another nifty deal would be to add a new line. You'll get $100. This means you'll be able to save on all phones, accessories, or your monthly service. So don't take any wooden nickels and miss out on these nifty deals. It's only available until January 31st. Thumb Cellular is also giving you 15 bonus gigs of data free with the purchase of any new smartphone. So get dialed up and head over to your local Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. For more information, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers are valid through January 31st, 2020. 2-year contract required for account credit and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We have reached halftime in Kindy, Michigan, as the North Huron Warriors are hosting the Kingston Cardinals, and it's been all Cardinals so far. It's 37-15 at the half, a 22-point advantage for the red and black. Kingston is led by Evan Neff with 19 points. The rest of the team has 18 points. After Evan Neff's 19 points, we have Marco Sainz de la Cuesta with 4 points, as is Aaron Kaler and Quinn Bocard. And then 2 points each for Ronnie Lemke, Jack Green, and Caleb Goss. For the North Huron Warriors, they are led by Brad Hoodie with 8 points, 4 in each quarter. Will Case has 4, Noah Koth with 2, and Tyler Moore with 1 point. North Huron had 5 turnovers right away in that first quarter. They ended up the half with 7, cleaned up their act much more and much better in the second quarter. Kingston ended up with 4 turnovers, 3 in the first quarter, 1 in the second quarter. Free throws for Kingston. In the first quarter, they were 5 of 6. Second quarter, they were 8 of 12 for a total of 13 of 18 for the charity stripe for 72%. North Huron, 1 for 4 in the first quarter, 2 of 10 in the second quarter for 3 for 14 on the night from the free throw line for the North Huron Warriors. That would be a 21% average. John Mooney, what do you have for shooting?
For Kingston, overall, the entire game so far, they are 11 for 28 from the field. That's 39%. If you break it down, on the inside, they were 9 for 23, 39%. And outside, 2 for 5, that is 40%. That's basically the same everywhere you want to go. Okay?
Consistent basketball.
Very, very consistent. Now, North Huron, they were 6 for 26. All right, they're not having the same percentage, obviously, 23%. Inside, they were 6 for 20. They had some success there. On the outside, they were 0 for 6. But where the real tail of the tape is right now is that the Kingston Cardinals had 18 tries at the foul line, hitting 13 of them. That's 72%, which is above the average that I saw them with.
Uh-huh.
For the North Huron Warriors, though, They got to the line 14 times, but only hit three, and that's only 21%. They've got to improve that in the second half in order to have a chance.
As both teams are in their final huddles here before the second half kicks things or tips things off, really, Kingston's been dominating from the start to finish. It took, 4 minutes and 10 seconds before North Huron even scored a point. That was a free throw. Their first field goal came just about a minute left in the first quarter.
You know, there's no ice bus ride tonight for Kingston. I mean, they came out fast and furious. And as far as North Huron was concerned, I think they were shell-shocked a little bit. But, we'll see what the second half brings us.
8 minutes are on the clock. North Huron breaking their huddle. They'll start out with the ball.
Also noticed that DeAndre Morris was blanked for the first half, too. I expect that's going to change also.
You'd like to think so. DeAndre Morris will bring it up. Being guarded by Marco Sainz de la Cuesta. To the right wing to Brad Hoodie. Turns to the basket. Nothing there. Being guarded by Aaron Kaler. Morris now to Will Case. Right wing gets a screen from Weiss. And finally uses it here. Dribbles around the perimeter to the top of the key. Trying to feed it over to Morris. And this one's tipped out of bounds by Kingston's defender of Jack Green. And they're actually going to say it is Kingston ball. So that will result in a turnover to start the half for North Huron. They trail by 22, 37-15.
I tell you, Jack Green works on defense.
Feeds it down into the big man down low. That'd be Bukard. And this one's in for 2 points. He has six. Has not scored since that first quarter. 39-15. Brad Hoodie in transition. This one's good as he flew into the lane as fast as he possibly could. 10 points for him. 39-17. Both teams with 2 points in the second half so far. We played 50 seconds. 5-0. Evan Neff for three. Left wing. This one's off the mark. No good. Rebound Will Case for North Huron. In transition, Brad Hoodie dives in the lane and retreats back out to the right wing. And it's stolen away by Evan Neff. Neff down the baseline. Goes up strong. And it counts. And he has 21 points. 41-17 now. DeAndre Morris being guarded by Marco Sainz de la Cuesta. De la Cuesta really all over him there. Brad Hoodie, the left wing, gets the pass from Morris. Now he's in trouble and picked up his dribble. Weiss at the left elbow. Tries to feed to Will Case. Instead, it goes off a shin in De La Cuesta in transition. And the layup is good for two. He has six. Just like that, North Huron has three turnovers in this quarter. 10 on the night. It's seven in the entire first half. Morris is a screen from Koth. Now at the free throw line. Thought about taking the jump shot there. Down to the left block. Koth, this one's off the mark. And rebound brought in by Neff for Kingston.
Oh, man.
And he nails the three.
No, that was Bukard.
Excuse me.
Inside.
I
nice
looked
pass.
Down. Fed it in from the three. Down to Bukard. Shot blocked. Here comes Kingston again. And Neff this time for two. And we have a timeout called by Matt Shears. It's a full timeout by North Huron. 5:43 left here in the third quarter. Kingston 47, North Huron 17 on the WLW Sports Network.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Schur Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Schur Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Schur's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Schur Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the senior living section on Schur.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's Schur.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's Schur.org/senior living. Schur Senior Living. Better health, better life.